This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Hey yo, hello, you ready to catch a contact? Well then grab some Visine and let's do this.
Sip your high.
I'll be ready this time.
It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale. There we go. Now
yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah.
For the best damn audio.
Thank you. Thank you much.
Mm-hmm. Beady.
Man, I have some fun stuff. Y'all are going to enjoy this, I think. I hope.
All right.
I worked hard on it for a little bit. I mean, it took like 20 minutes, but, you know, I worked hard.
Right.
A mom, because, you know, social media age, we video things for whatever reason. A mom put her phone on the ground to film herself trying to unload all the groceries from the car in one trip, which I find it's easier to put the phone in your pocket than just carry all the groceries in.
Yeah.
And you do try to do it all in one trip, right?
Absolutely, dude. Yeah. And it's
got that claw,
I'm amazed by myself sometimes how I can hold 3 bags on one finger. Like
yeah.
A Walmart bag. You know, I can
seems
like
hard.
I'm sitting there like throwing up gang signs, but I'm going to have arthritis like hell. But I can I truly amaze myself sometimes. I'm carrying a full run of groceries.
Yeah, every time I go to the store, I bring it all in one trip. Unless you got something like dog food bag or
yeah.
You know, toilet paper, paper towels, you might have to go back for those.
I always have toilet.
Damn.
Paper.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever my wife does, but she gets them all.
Yeah.
One sweep.
Yeah. Well, you should look out the window. Get off the couch and look out the window and watch her.
You look for some friends at the grocery store.
So this lady put her phone on the ground to try to unload all the groceries. And while she wasn't paying attention, her 3-year-old decides he's going to put on a little show for the camera. I mm-hmm. won't say what happens. You'll figure it out.
He called it pooted.
He full on turned his butt to the camera and just let it rip, man. It was great.
I see a
bright future in radio for that young man.
Yes, absolutely.
I really do.
Yeah.
And they were outside, so Nine wasn't offended by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fine to do outdoors. Fine. Outdoors okay. is fine. Even though there was that one time I was at Moike Sibilio's birthday or his daughter's birthday party.
Your former roommate,
oh,
yes.
God. Everybody had already left and we were outside just talking. I was about to get in my car and leave. And I let one rip, and he threw up as a
That's
result
true,
of it.
That's true, man.
And that was
like,
outdoors.
If there's some kind of
with
championship
the
belt for yeah. that, I actually have a name for it. I can't say it on the radio. Championship belt. For making people actually vomit from farting, it would be Jimmy Jack Jack.
I did it one time.
Actual, like, made someone vomit because of air expelling itself from his buttocks.
That was about 5 months after I had spine surgery. My stuff was all messed up then.
You got 2 more Sibilios to go, Lil John and Dave.
Yeah, yeah, true. I do. Medium giant.
Medium giant.
Ugh.
You ever wonder what it sounds like when somebody gets hit by a train?
No.
Never?
Like a locomotive or like a subway? Because people say I take the train. It's like, you taking a subway.
Like 6 dudes in a row. No, like a train.
Okay.
Oh, not running it.
No, oh, like okay. a literal freight train.
Okay.
I've often wondered that. Will you now let us hear that?
I will, because a police officer's 3D body cam filmed him being sideswiped by a train. He did have some broken bones, but he's okay. He's going to be fine, going to go back to work. Everything's going to be cool. He was chasing a robber. And he thought he was far enough away from the tracks, but in the dark, he couldn't quite tell he was still close enough.
Hey, 826, 911.
Hey, 826.
Come here.
Get right working that, of course, Piedmont at the railroad tracks.
I just got hit by a train.
That didn't sound that bad, actually.
Hello.
It sounded pretty bad, like the moment of impact. Oh. I mean, he was sideswiped by it. I mean, he wasn't standing directly in front of it, which would not have been good.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He had a couple of broken bones, but he's going to go back to work and be fine.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Considering he got hit by a train, he's fine.
If it had hit Fatboy, it would have derailed the train.
If you work in dispatch, I don't know how you understand what they say because they get so close. Like, yeah, there's somebody over here. I'm going to arrest somebody real quick.
I think you kind of get used to it.
What the hell did you just say? Who is this, Gore-Tex calling in again? Jesus Christ.
10-4.
He was in Polk County, Georgia, which is...
I didn't say Piedmont. I was wondering.
That's where Rockmart, Georgia is. It's on the Alabama border.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bad side.
Near Quintard Mall.
Below Rome and west of Atlanta. Pretty much due south of Rome.
Okay. Near Anniston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was so dark that he couldn't see the train coming.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't hear the toot toot.
He should have.
Chicka chicka, chicka chicka.
No, he knew the train was coming. He just thought he was far enough away from the tracks.
Okay.
But he wasn't.
Jeez.
Goodness.
Thank God he's alive.
But that's what it sounds like when somebody gets hit by a train, in case you're wondering.
Good to know.
A lot of people get hit by trains. A lot of respectable people get hit by trains.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Like, they thought Everett McGill got hit by a train.
Well, that's what his wife told his daughters.
Yeah, because he wasn't bona fide.
Who's that?
No prospects.
Oh, Brother Art, though.
George Clooney.
Oh.
Why are you telling our girls I was hit by a train?
Ulysses Everett McGill.
He's a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah.
He's a man of constant sorrow.
Then he got beat up by the bona fide nerd guy.
He did.
He has a soggy bottom.
He does.
Does that count?
I'm in a tight spot.
The boys do anyway. Would you rather be with a
what?
You'd rather be with a fat bottom girl or a soggy bottom boy?
Probably the girl. Oh, my. Soggy bottom doesn't sound good.
I'm gonna come get me a piece of Dan Tominski in a minute. All right. I'm gonna take you back to the 1980s, Matt. Man, this is probably something you might remember seeing this on television.
Probably. I watched a lot.
Man, there's nothing that beats the PSAs of the 1980s and the early 90s.
The more you know.
And the 70s, too, for that matter.
I'm just a Bill.
Yeah, but the production they put into it and this how cheesy they really were in the end.
Yeah.
This is a safe driving PSA from the 1980s starring the characters of Cats when it was big on Broadway, like the biggest thing in the world in the 80s. It involves a car crash and then the cats show up. It's just, here you go. Just listen to it.
An accident. The humans had an accident.
There was a child in the car.
A child?
Cats have 9 lives, children only 1. Help them live that life. Buckle them into a car seat. No one wants a child to become a memory.
There was a child in the car. Did you see him?
A child?
Where did he go?
A child.
He had some paper around his mouth.
A child? A child.
Goodness.
A child?
Who are they going after with that?
I don't know, man. I have no idea who they're going after with that. I don't know that it would be very effective as a PSA, but maybe that saved lives in the 80s.
Send in the first responders.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
There's a child in the car whose name was Scotty.
Don't worry, they're okay.
He swore.
They're paid actors.
If he escaped, he wouldn't tell anybody.
What are you saying? Do they miss?
I think he ran somewhere down south and ripped all the tape off his mouth.
Send in the first responders.
Yes.
That is dreadful.
Interesting.
Or maybe his name was Lance. Either way, I have his pants.
But the 80s were the world. Damn cool.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
The 80s were cool.
Yeah.
I like, sometimes you ever go on YouTube and just do this. If you're bored and you're tired of, looking and creeping on social media, go on YouTube and whatever age you grew up, like if you grew up in the 80s, you grew up in the 90s, put in 1980s. TV commercials.
Oh yeah.
People will put these things on a loop, and it will just tickle your fancy to sit there and watch some of the commercials. It'll bring it back, man. It's fun. How boring am I? I sit around and watch 40-year-old damn commercials.
I watch old TV promos. Movie of the week. Oh, man. Scott Bakula, David Hasselhoff, Gridlocked.
Right? No, I mean, yeah, it's great. Oh man, you want to get into the junk now?
Yeah, you were talking about like actually genitals.
Yeah, yeah.
Genitals.
We're gonna start with something. Have you seen this video or heard this clip, Fat Boy?
I have not.
Okay, this is a British cricketer. I don't know. He was hit in the junk by a pitch, and dude, he lets out a howl like you would imagine he should.
That, unfortunately, is the third time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
Yeah, when your partner's looking quite concerned. Yeah, I think he's in a bit of strife.
I love the laughter, but it was the third time for that same guy in that match.
And the woman who you would think would laugh at, because the guy knows the pain. I feel bad for that guy.
You'd laugh, too.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. That's why you laugh as a man, because you know the pain.
I bet old Mary Carrillo would laugh, too.
Yeah. Can we do that one again? Just hear the, oh, no!
Oh, no!
That, unfortunately, is the third time this evening.
Oh, no.
He might not get up from this.
He's not in good shape.
Yeah, when your partner's looking quite concerned. Yeah, I think he's in a bit of strife.
It's a butterfly.
He's in a little bit of strife.
Oh, I love it.
Like, you chuckle when a guy, like, even on, like, AFV, America's Funniest Home Videos, you will see, even if it's a kid, slow pitch to the kid, hits him right in the junk. Everybody laughs. Alfonso Ribeiro laughs. But if you're at, like, Frankie's Fun Park and you see a woman get hit in the junk, you ain't laughing at that, are you? Why is that?
I mean, it doesn't happen often.
Well, no.
I laughed like hell the time I hit that line drive playing neighborhood baseball at Poe Mill, and the ball wedged right between this girl's thighs. Like, I was out on the play because she caught the ball. She just never saw it coming. It wound up right between her thighs.
God. Like, I know the genital areas are sensitive, but is it as sensitive for a woman? Like, because we got, it hurts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We have nerve endings there, too.
That's true.
Like, I don't know if you got, where all the spots are, erogenous zones, if you get kicked there or whatever.
Yeah.
If it hurts all the same.
You ever fall on riding a bike? It's the same pain.
No, but I guess I can see it. Maybe.
It hurts.
Yeah, that's just about to make a real bad joke. It's all right, let's go. Well, this thing about skinning your knee when you fall off a bicycle. God bless. Like, if you're in a fight, Paige, would you try to kick a woman in the crotch?
Never.
Yeah. Really? That's like a woman's code?
I'd give her a high knee lift to the...
I've never grabbed a woman in that area, nor would I kick her.
You ever fought, Paige?
Like, yes, I've fought a girl before. I fought her off of me.
You fought her off?
Fought her off.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be a good defense.
She was
drunks.
Trying to beat me up over a boy.
Now, you got, like, obviously large breasts. Was she, like, punching you there first?
Me or Paige?
I've told this story before at school. Everybody gathered around and were screaming, rip my clothes off and beat her up.
Yeah.
God, yeah, we knew better than to get between girls. When they were
I would never go to the Sky City parking lot if I knew it was girls fighting. I'd never like to see that.
No.
And all the other women were handing them their tulip rings to put on, like they were making a brass knuckle sponsored by K Jewelers.
But they don't fight fair now because, like, old girl from the video who threw the shovel at the girl and hit her in the back of the head. I mean, that's unfair.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to have a Con Air moment.
It's kind of funny though to watch. Oh, man. That was brutal. Oh, that noise. It's just dong.
She started crying.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I would, too. It hurt like hell. Swing and miss, just throw it at them. Just throw a shovel at somebody and hit them.
I'd rather you kicked me in the pee or whatever.
Please, please, please. I'll let you. Rochambeau me. Come on. All right. Yeah, you remember the other day we talked about Gwyneth Paltrow's goop candles?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the
vagina-scented.
Like, yes, that's the ones. Other people are getting in on that act now.
I thought about doing it with beard oil, but I was afraid it'd cause a lot of men to think that their wives would think maybe they were cheating on them.
And you don't want to confuse your demographic.
Yeah.
If you long for the scent of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle, then you'll crave the alluring aroma of the Rise Guys Crotch Candle Collection.
Oh, no.
With original smells like Fat Boy's Fupa.
Mm. Oh. Bad diet and dirty Nike gear.
Fill the room with a wondrous waft of Nines Famunda cheese.
So musty.
And if you thought beard oil was just for your face, experience Mattman's pubes.
Mmm, golly, that stinks so good.
Or if you prefer a feminine fragrance, indulge your senses in Paige's lady parts.
There's no friggin' way she wants any part of this.
The Rise Guys Crotch Candle Collection. It's just like Gwyneth Paltrow's, but nobody's paying $75 to smell it.
Golly!
What you think about that?
Is that Mike Venditti? It sounded like Mike Venditti.
No. It was anonymous.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
You can get those at Yankee Candle.
Oh, man.
Actually, Yankee Handle.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oddly enough, they're available at Dick's. You're set up where the Clemson championship shirts were going to be.
Stop.
Oh, man.
Too soon.
Make sure I killed it.
I don't know. I mean, that's disturbing. Is it not a little disturbing?
Yeah, very much so. And weird at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a weird note to end on, but it had to be done. I'm 9. That's my best damn audio.
All right. Fantastic. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
All right. We're going
to transition here.
I know. We're going to find out if one of our cities in South Carolina made it to the list of the highest STD rates. So we'll find out how we did in South Carolina next in your Eyes Guys headline.
From pubes to crabs, here we go. Jump aboard, everybody.
Pretty funny, guys.
Come at make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-ha.
I'd like to apologize about all that going on during the song. Paige left her mic on and went to the bathroom.
Blank happens.
Yeah, I can't help it.
It's okay.
All right. You know, girls got to do what a girl's got to do.
Right.
All right, well, the CDC recently released the latest STD data.
Okay.
So they crunched some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can breathe a sigh of relief that we are not the number one city in the country with all the STDs.
But when I spent some time at Clemson, I asked at TDs.
Did you?
I did.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
All right, so we didn't, but we did make the list.
People have.
Okay, so Baltimore, with 2,004 STD cases for every 100,000 people, they were number one on the list, according to the CDC in this country. So what are we talking about? Basically, every city. Chlamydia is the most common STD.
Yeah.
Followed by gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV. That's just a fraction as many cases. So it's a problem across this country because people aren't taking care of themselves and they're not protecting themselves from spreading STDs.
In Greenville, there were more HIV cases than syphilis cases.
Good. I was just about to say, I rarely hear anything about that anymore. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's for HIV, you know, any of that. I never hear about it that often.
Yeah.
You got to wash up. Make sure it's all clean.
Well, yeah.
Forget the HIV.
So they attribute it from people not wearing condoms.
Yeah.
Essentially. But then again, you can get it with, you know, mouth sex.
Well, that too.
Yeah, the CDC, well, I'm not going to say the numbers because I'm not going to encourage any risky behavior. The CDC has numbers out about your likelihood to contract HIV through unprotected sex. Not quite as likely as you would imagine, but still a chance worth taking.
Body fluids.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the rest of the 10 cities at the highest rates. Jackson, Mississippi, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Montgomery, Alabama.
What?
Augusta, Georgia, Milwaukee. Kylene, Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Indianapolis.
I bet Mississippi chlamydia is the worst.
Oh, man.
It gets hot down there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So you're wondering how we're doing in South Carolina.
I just want to say chlamydia, if it wasn't what it was, would be a sweet name for a young lady.
It would.
If it wasn't what it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was named after the first lady that got it, like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
Man, a pink octopus would be a great pet if it wasn't already a dirty tattoo.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you had children, you wouldn't name one gonorrhea and the other chlamydia. That would be terrible.
I mean, if you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, there's always that old joke went around about, I mean, people told it like it was a true story. I thought it was a joke, and I realized people were just really dumb about some woman who had twins, and she named them syphilis and gonorrhea or something. But, you know.
Syphilis.
I don't think that happened in every little hospital everywhere in America. Y'all just telling lies.
Uh-huh.
Syphilis dealer.
Yeah, that's like the hospital version of the girl with the peanut butter dog in high school.
What about the twins named Sodom and Gomorrah? Was that fake, too?
No. I know them.
Okay.
This is my son, AIDS.
All right, so let's talk about cities in South Carolina.
Think about if your initials were HIV.
I know, man.
Or HPV.
Yep, that's worse.
Or JLN. I mean, it's a weird world.
Oh, yeah.
All right. On the list for South Carolina, which of these cities have the highest rates? Columbia, Charleston, Greenville, or Myrtle Beach?
I think 9 already revealed this. Did you?
No.
I'm gonna say Greenville then. I feel like he showed his cards.
You got to think where you don't want to go the most.
Myrtle Beach.
Second, but after that.
Charleston.
Columbia.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, wow. Columbia was on the list. Yeah, Columbia would be number one of the last places I'd want to go.
All right, so Columbia was ranked 18th on the list, followed by Greenville with 67th place.
Yeah, that Greenville.
That Greenville. Charleston, 76th. And Myrtle Beach at the bottom at 92.
Wow. I'm shocked Myrtle Beach is so low.
Well, if it was a year-round destinational place, then yeah.
Yeah, plus you got to think in Myrtle Beach, a lot of people who contract STDs there wind up going to doctors in other places when they get home from vacation.
That's probably true. they take it somewhere else.
I mean, that's a place where
Baltimore.
There's a beach shop on every other corner that sells T-shirts about raw dogging. Yeah. You know it ain't going to be good.
There is.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, most of those STDs aren't seen by Myrtle Beach physicians. They're seen when you get home from your trip. That's how that works. I'm sure it's in reality a lot worse than it seems.
Hmm.
I love that's called that, though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So our neighbors, Charlotte, ranked 41 on the list, so somewhere in between the cities that we have in South Carolina. So what are we taking away from that, Columbia? You know, take care of yourself. Use a condom.
And the other, only two North Carolina cities made the list. Congratulations. Asheville, nowhere on the list. But the other one makes a lot of sense. It was Fayetteville. Yeah, I assume it'd be Fayetteville or Jacksonville one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, figured it'd be the fourth for the camp one.
My thoughts of Fayetteville, North Carolina is like it's one big truck stop.
Is it?
Like it's just one huge truck stop.
With strip bars.
That's a town.
And that's pretty much it.
And a post office.
Yeah.
Just change the name to Lizard's Thicket, North Carolina.
Yeah, but I mean, Fort Bragg's right there, too.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Right, right by Fayetteville, right?
I think it's off a little bit.
Yeah, but that's like
New Bern.
That's the town you'd go to, right?
Jacksonville out there.
No, Jacksonville's Camp Lejeune.
How many camps do we need?
Yeah.
Which one does Sergeant Slaughter stay at?
Fort Bragg's 12 miles from Fayetteville.
What about Fort Dix? That's still in New Jersey?
Yeah, I think so.
You didn't list.
Yeah. You would too definitely fat. Become a sergeant.
You'd rather go to Mount Dix.
Yeah. On the STD thing, you want to know the numbers from the CDC?
Yeah, I do.
On the likelihood of contracting HIV from sexual encounters?
Yeah.
Sex for women, 1 in 1,250. If you're a man having sex with a woman, 1 in 2,500. Oral sex, slim to none.
Hey.
Yeah.
Mustache rides?
And this is encompassing all STDs.
Yes, yes. Receiving the back way, 1 in 72. That's the most dangerous.
Let me get an appointment.
Cheat sheet if you want it.
Okay.
Just in case you need it for the weekend.
I like what he said about the...
That should be on every truck stop bathroom
it
wall.
It should.
No, it shouldn't because it encourages risky behavior. No. Still, wrap up. Don't play the odds.
Taking it is less than giving it?
No, giving it is way, way less likely. Taking it is the most likely by far.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, I'm not going to tell you why.
I'm going to stay a giver and not a taker.
You better see a doctor, man.
There you go.
Let's go right now.
I know one.
So one type of person is a carrier more than the other, so that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. So here's something to think about. Did you know that our own Matt Man has something in common with Jimmy Fallon? And I'll tell you what that is in a few, because Us Weekly, they collected quotes from various celebrities to find out which foods they hated the most. So here we go. Let's talk about some celebrities. Jennifer Aniston hates caviar. And she says you can't acquire a taste no matter how many people say that.
I agree with that. I've had that before. You're playing.
Yeah.
You're pretending.
Yeah. Oh, this is delicious. No, it ain't. You're just rich.
Salty.
Eat it with a side of snails.
Side of.
I like escargot.
I don't like anything slimy. I don't eat loogies, oysters, none of that.
Mario, though, he's all about. Yeah. He's all about eating Mario.
What if it looks like a loogie? Is that cool?
No, it's an oyster.
Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. Ugh.
Does not like pork.
Oh.
How you not like pork, though? I mean, how many good things come from pig?
She says, I would for sure rather gain 10 pounds than eat pork.
That's because they don't have good barbecue in California or Armenia.
She just likes getting it, not eating it.
That's funny.
You Jimmy Fallon.
Iced tea does not like black coffee. He said he tried it for the first time in 2018 and he said, quote, I can pretty much tell you that this will be the last time I'll ever drink black coffee.
Man, this ain't good. I don't like it. I like my wife's big ass, though.
All right. Jimmy Fallon does not like mayonnaise.
Good for him.
He says, it makes me want to vomit.
Good for him. It's awful. It's just gross.
And Kelly Clarkson does not like Brussels sprouts.
That's hard to believe. What? She likes about everything.
Oh. Oh,
yeah, man. Roasted Brussels sprouts are so delicious.
Yeah, I mean, what? She don't like cabbage either?
No. She says, I love and eat every kind of vegetable, but not that one.
Catch my breath so I can eat again. Grow in my double chin.
I like Brussels.
I do too.
So
they're
good.
Delicious.
I love them.
One of my faves, man.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We'll take a little break. We'll come back more Rise Guys right after this here. Morning, everybody.
Listen, the Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, brought by Donuts and Balloons.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you saw the email. Those balloons and donuts from Mark Hendricks were not for our 17th anniversary. That was our Christmas bonus.
Oh,
we apologize for being belated.
Thank you so much. It's Christmas bonus.
So I guess we can expect the anniversary gift tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, you got a job. Here's your gift.
Yeah. Here's your Christmas bonus for every year you've worked here, all 17.
For real, thank each and every one of you that have listened over the years, 17 years and counting. We appreciate you. We got you a brand new Facebook fussing tomorrow. Sorry, I didn't I didn't give you a...
I was excited about it.
Yeah, we'll have that going on tomorrow, as well as the P1 payoff, which continues next. Paige has got you $1,000, going to play all your requests. This afternoon to Rock You at Work. That'll start here right after we go off there. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. That's it.
That's about it, man.
Thanks for listening. Y'all have a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.